This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, or said differently, today is 4/24/24. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week we take our leave from platform speakers and authors and return to the movers and shakers on the brand side of franchise life. This week, focusing on franchise development with Jen Chaney, Vice President of Franchise Development for Senior Care Powerhouse, right at home. But we can't get to that until we once again thank Gary Prenevost for all that he shared with us last week. Always a giver, Gary's book, The Unstoppable Franchisee, is loaded with solid content and the seven essentials required to become an unstoppable franchisee. Franchisors, you would do well to buy this book by the case and give them to your prospective and existing franchisees. You would all be richer for the experience. Also, just ahead of my conversation with Jen Chaney, a quick reminder to pay us a visit at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com to catch up on show notes, blog posts, and to make guest suggestions, and yes, to please leave a review. If you enjoy listening to Franchise Today, let others know it. It'll be greatly appreciated. Okay, a quick time out, and I'll be right back with Right at Home's Jen Chaney. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option with some 40 engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. As Vice President of Franchise Development for Right at Home, Jen Chaney is responsible for the company's growth and development by awarding incredible franchise opportunities to interested and eligible candidates. Jen has direct oversight of new, prospective franchisees, as well as growth by expansion of existing franchisees. Jen's a strategic thought leader, but also oversees franchise legal documentation, lead generation, department budgeting and forecasting, as well as mergers and acquisitions, leading a team of outstanding sales and development professionals. Being a caregiver to her own mother in her last stages of life set Jen on a personal mission to help others become entrepreneurs in a business that is rewarding in so many ways. Jen Chaney, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure getting to know you. I know of you, and I can see your storied career, which we're going to share with the audience here in a moment. But as we were kind of musing in the green room, that we've both been around the block in franchising and have some 1,300 or more connections in common, and somehow or another, this is the first time we're saying hello. So pleased to meet you, Jen, and welcome to Franchise Today.
Likewise. Pleased to meet you as well. Thank you.
So why don't we do what we do every week and start with the beginning and help us understand how franchising found you. I think you and I have some commonalities in our backgrounds that precede franchising is I broke into franchising from residential real estate. But today's story is not about me. It's about you. So why don't you tee us up for where that was, when, and how you found franchising, or more accurately, how it found you.
Okay, got it. So let's see here. This would have been, give or take, about 12 years ago. I was selling residential real estate, and my youngest daughter was getting ready to go into kindergarten. And I was off the record, really wasn't looking for a job, but thinking, you know, like both of my kids are going to be in school full time, a little bit of extra time during the day. So it's really only showing houses evenings, weekends. But it just so happens that, and you're right, franchising absolutely found me. So I had a friend who owned a marketing firm, and he was doing all of the marketing for a drive-through coffee franchise. And they approached him and said, hey, we're going to be hiring a full-time salesperson, really a franchise development person, to kind of start up the franchise development department, if you will. Their growth up until that point had been pretty organic. They were sitting at around maybe 70 or 80 locations at that point. But he recommended me for the role, and a few interviews later, and I got the job. So that's how franchising found me. And 12 years later, here I am at a home care brand. Right at Home is the brand I am with now. I made a move about 5 years ago to this brand, but I really can't imagine being in any other workforce other than franchising. Any type of job outside of franchising kind of terrifies me a little bit, because this is really all that I know at this point. And I can't imagine really doing anything else. I can't imagine doing anything outside of franchising. It truly is my passion and what I love to do.
Well, I love to hear that that's the case. And your career began at a place that I'm familiar with as well, at Scooter's Coffee. So what did they do to prepare you for understanding what you're getting into? And franchise sales is, I hate to call it sales, I like to call it development.
Yep.
But nonetheless, whether you call it development or sales, you're needing to learn an awful lot about the legalities and the steps. It's a very slow cycle.
Yep.
It's not something that is transactional at all. How did you prep for that? How did you learn that?
Yeah, so it was a combination of things. So a couple of really great leaders there who taught me all about franchising and kind of how it works, and you know, franchise development and a sales process. But I was really tasked to, once I got this role, you know, building the department, and the definition of that would be, all right, so let's improve the franchise development website. We want you to choose a CRM to use. We want you to build out a sales process. Here's the franchise disclosure document. This is what it is. And here's how you read it. And here's how you explain it to others. So it was really kind of building the foundation from scratch, because there wasn't anything that was in place already existing. So in addition to me learning all of the ropes about franchising, I was also building out this team and this department and the process and the tools and the resources and all the things. Also went to a ton of franchise conferences where I learned from my peers. I attended every conference that I possibly could. It was a lot of, you know, things that I taught myself and things that were taught to me, combination of so many things, which then eventually led to, all right, we've got a process. I understand franchising, and I understand, you know, the difference between a long sales process, you know, and selling a house, which is what I was used to. Very big difference. But it was just a combination of so many things that really got me to a point where a level of comfort where I understand franchising and I understand the sales process. And I just absolutely loved every single minute of it.
So what year would it have been when you joined Scooters?
Oh, it was 12 years ago.
And then what else were you tasked with along the way? You did all these things to set a department up. Then did you staff it with development people, or were you direct selling it on your own, or what did that look like?
Yep. So when I first started, and my apologies, it was 2012 when I first started there at Scooters Coffee. So when I first started, it was just me. So built a foundation, built everything out, started selling franchises. And as I was, the pipeline was getting to fill up more and more, and I didn't have the bandwidth to cover all of these leads that were coming in and orchestrating Discovery Day. It was probably about, I want to say, maybe 2 years into the role, maybe 18 months, give or take, when I hired the first salesperson on the team, where the two of us then kind of tasked everything together on the team. And then eventually hiring another salesperson, eventually hired, you know, little by little, as the business grew and we were selling more and more, you know, you add more people to the team as you go. And that's definitely what happened. But it was a good 18 months before I hired the first support person on the team.
Were you there at the same time as Tim Arpin, or did he come after you?
He actually took my role when I left Scooters.
All right. So give me some high spots in your early days of learning, and actually, really, you were baptism by fire. It sounds like you were learning on the job.
Oh, yeah.
While doing the the job. So what are some of the things that were milestones that you hit or light bulbs that went off that were aha moments for you along the way?
Yeah. So, I mean, I suppose some of the high points, I remember that their very first franchise sale that took place. You know, I had been with the company for, say it was about 3 or 4 months before, you know, the first actual sale happened. And this is after building out the whole process. But definitely lessons learned. This is the case even still present day, 12 years later at a different brand and doing a little bit of a different role. Things are constantly changing. The sales process is always changing. The software is changing. You know, artificial intelligence is new and the new things that are being incorporated. So I suppose one of the things that I suppose you could call it a high point or the number one thing that I really do love about this role and what I do is that it's constantly changing and you are constantly learning. So it's not like when I first started here, the sales process that we have and the team that we had when I first started, it was, you know, everything exactly the same. Change is good. As things evolve, you grow and you change. And that's definitely been the case since day one. And that's yet another thing that I really love about this industry and what I do.
So franchisees tend to be some of the most resistant people I've ever come across when it comes to change. And yet I've tried to counsel and coach franchisees through the years that if you're not in an organization that's rife with change, you're in a bad place. I mean, markets change like the weather. And do you want a franchisor that just continues to dig into what worked yesterday and expect that that's going to be what works tomorrow? You ought to celebrate a franchisor who implements a lot of change. And while it's a little sometimes uncomfortable, it's probably without change, you're walking dead, aren't you?
Sure. Yes. Absolutely. And at my current brand, Right at Home, and that's something that we take really great pride in, and especially in the home care industry, the baby boomer generation, and as people age, and again, I mentioned it earlier with artificial intelligence and innovation and how to care for seniors, that this business is constantly evolving. So we don't just do the same thing that we've always done just because that's the way we've always done it. We want to try to innovate and we want to think about the future. Hardly ever are we thinking about the right here and now. We're always thinking of few years ahead as to what's to come and preparing for that now. And that, I think, rule does apply to any franchise concept. You have to be prepared for what's to come in even the near to distant future and start preparing for that right now.
Well, it looks like you joined Right at Home right ahead of a pretty significant event in our lives called the pandemic. So tell us about the early days before the pandemic took over our world and our lives. What was the change like? What caused you to leave Scooters and head to Right at Home? And it's a big move from coffee to healthcare.
Yep. And I joke sometimes that, you know, it was a huge learning curve for me, understanding, you know, the difference between a drive-through coffee franchise and a senior care franchise. But the fact is that what I was doing at my previous role is very similar to what I'm doing here at Right at Home, which is franchise development and, you know, the definition of franchise development. That's what I was doing over there. And that's what I'm doing here. However, as I mentioned, big difference between drive-through coffee and senior care. So that was the learning curve for me, was really understanding this industry, this business model. You know, it's a service versus QSR. So the business model itself is drastically different. But for me, that was the first few months of learning for me here at this new role. But the reason why I left that opportunity, I was really ready for something different. And a personal story of mine, my sisters and I, along with my father, we were caregivers for my mother in the final few months of her life. And she passed away, gosh, at this point, over 15 years ago. But when we did hire a caregiver to care for my mom the final few months of her life, I realized this is someone's business. This is a franchise that this person is part of, and this is a business that they own, and they employ these caregivers who go to people's homes and care for them. Seniors and adults with disabilities, whatever care they need, go to their homes, and this is a business that somebody owns. And I said, thought in my mind, what a fantastic opportunity and what a great business to be a part of, something that's meaningful and that makes a difference and has an impact on someone's life. So when this opportunity came up, this role opened up here at Right at Home, I took the chance and inquired about it and learned more about it and made the decision to make the move and make the change. But that was the biggest reason for me, really just wanting that change and looking for a different type of business to be a part of. And I'm very glad I did make the decision.
I think they have one more thing in common too. I think that coffee and healthcare are two things that most people in life at some point were another are very dependent on. You can't get away from
it. Oh, yeah. Very true.
So you came in as a senior director of FranDev. What did that position entail? What does a senior director of FranDev look like at, right at home? And how many units were they strong at that point in time?
Okay, so my role when I first started here was I was really a bit of an advisor to the two full-time salespeople that we had working here at Right at Home. In addition to that, owning all of the transfers, resale opportunities. So representing the buyers who are looking to purchase resale opportunities, also supporting the seller who was selling their business, all of the expansions, so franchise owners that were looking to add on to their business, whether buying a neighbor or purchasing a new territory, and even owning the annual update of the franchise disclosure document. So a lot of the things that I was doing over at Scooter's Coffee, but with a very big focus on really the resale aspect of it, because it's a very big part of our business here at Right at Home. With as tenured as we are, we were having more and more resale opportunities come up where franchise owners had been in business for 20 years and they're ready to transfer their business to a family member or to a new owner. So that was becoming more and more part of a standard daily thing here at Right at Home. So that's where my focus really remained when I first started here.
I guess that brought to bear some of that residential real estate experience you had, because it sounds like you were listing and selling again.
Yes, that's right. So I certainly had experience with that back in my real estate days as well. Yes.
So take us through some of those early years. Did that role of senior director and advanced to what, a couple of years later to become the VP of development. And now you're in charge of the whole ball of wax, are you not?
Yes, that's correct. So I had been here, gosh, it was, I would say probably a full year at that point when the chief development officer decided to resign. And he did confess to me, I hired you knowing that this was kind of in the cards for me at some point in the future, training me to kind of oversee a lot of aspects of this entire department without me knowing it. So when he told me, hey, I've decided to resign and moving on to this next opportunity, shortly thereafter, I was promoted to the vice president of franchise development role to oversee the entire department, which so added responsibilities would be overseeing the FranDev ops manager who does the annual update of the franchise disclosure document, being very involved in that, which we're in the thick of that right now. Two very talented salespeople that I oversee who are supporting all new buyers looking to join the Right at Home system, either by buying a resale opportunity or a new territory. Also, we have a team of franchise development marketing professionals, a specific individual who does nothing but franchise development marketing. So I work very closely with this person on the marketing strategy for the entire year and the budget and where our dollars are being spent to best advertise the Right at Home franchise opportunity. We also have a project manager who is there for special projects, a lot of special projects, such as we have an acquisition initiative. We've kind of pivoted on it a little bit this year, but Right at Home corporate owned locations and how we expand those opportunities. And she plays a very big part in that. But literally everything that this department does has activity in. I have involvement in all of those aspects. So I like to joke that the entire franchise development team, I work for them versus them working for me, because my job really is to make sure that they have everything they need. So the support, the tools, the resources, the guidance, because without this stellar team in place here, we wouldn't have a franchise development team. So I like to joke that I really do work for them.
How do you feel about giving a shout out to that person who brought you on board knowing that you were going to be ready at some point in time, and with his help and guidance, you fell right into the role?
Yes, Eric Little is his name. He was the chief development officer of Right at Home for many years, and he was just an excellent mentor to me. He taught me so many things about Right at Home and about how this business works. And just, I mean, and he was a wonderful friend and mentor to me even before joining Right at Home. So I actually met him at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference years prior when I first started with Scooters. He was a panelist at a session that I attended. He said, you know, my name's Eric Little. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. And right after the session, I went right up to him and said, hey, I just started in the franchising world. I also live in Omaha. Would you mind getting together for lunch just so I can pick your brain about a few things when we get back to Omaha? And that's where our friendship started. And he eventually hired me several years later. So very grateful for that friendship and the guidance that I received from him over the years.
That's why I asked you to call out his name, because I knew the answer to that question and I've known Eric for years. I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. And when we come back from that break, let's talk about the role as it exists today, how COVID may have or may not have changed the world at Right at Home. I'm certain you are definitely an essential service, but let's talk about all of that and the way forward, what it is you're seeing on the franchise horizon. This is Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman talking today with Jen Chaney, Vice President of Franchise Development at Right at Home, and we'll be right back.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And we're back with Jen Chaney, Vice President of Franchise Development at Right at Home. Jen, you couldn't have learned what you've learned from anybody better than Eric Little. So what a fortuitous thing that that happened to you at FLDC, which, by the way, is the one conference in 20 plus years for me that I've ever attended where I went into that conference not knowing what it would be, but knowing that something really good was going to happen over the course of the next 2 or 3 days. And I have had a couple of 3 jobs over the course of my career that the seeds for those positions were planted right there at FLDC, and some long-term partnerships and friendships that have been born out of that conference. I can't even call it one of, by far, the best and most important and significant event yearly, in my view, for those in Fran Dev, including the IFA convention.
I agree. I agree completely. That was the first conference that I went to when I first started at Scooters, and I learned so many things. I made so many great connections. That is absolutely the place to go. Still present day, just like you, in my opinion, to go to if you are seeking more information about franchise development and what to do and how to change things and how to add things and how to tweak things. And I mean, it's a wonderful conference. I've loved it every single year.
All right. So from the commercial break, I wanted to take everything from there forward about the present to the future, but we really didn't touch COVID. And I want to come back and just ask you what that looked like. I know that you were an essential business, so you weren't out of business like so many people that may have been in different kinds of verticals in franchising where they couldn't go to work. You had to work. And what did that look like? How did you even get caregivers that wanted to go into people's homes in the midst of a pandemic?
I speak for every business out there. When COVID hit, all of the challenges that, you name the business, everybody had their own unique challenges. For us, well, one thing that I can say, and you're right, it's an essential business. So, I mean, people still need senior care. So we pursued and we continued our growth. We continued to sell franchises even during COVID, of course, moving everything from in-person discovery days to remote discovery days, virtual discovery days. So our franchise sales growth, that still continued, as well as the actual Right at Home business itself. And you're right, it definitely had some challenges with getting caregivers to get them into the homes. Of course, we covered all of the, have to have the proper COVID test and negative COVID test, all the personal protective equipment. One thing that I can say, actually, there's multiple things that I'm proud of that we did during COVID, but our franchisee feedback will tell you, during COVID, the corporate team here, we moved heaven and earth to support our franchise owners. There was a core team of people that came in here to the office every single day, worked from our own individual offices here, but did everything that we possibly can to fully support our franchise owners remotely with everything and anything that they needed. And with home care being a highly regulated business, there were certain things that you can and can't do. And we discussed change earlier. Things were constantly changing in a way that's like, you can't predict the future. It's going to be, here's the standard on a Tuesday, and this is going to be completely different the next day. So change was a standard thing during COVID, but we powered through and fully supported our franchise owners. We continued to see growth within our franchise system. So hours and revenue continued to grow, as well as the actual franchise sales and the footprint also continued to grow during COVID.
So if my numbers are correct, I think you're somewhere around 700 units across 6 countries. Is that current or is that old data?
Nope, you are absolutely correct. So we're in the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Ireland, and Netherlands. And at this point, point. Let's see, it is March. So we're probably sitting at around 740 locations globally.
All right. So with an organization that has company owned and franchised units, how do you determine what to do in which market?
Yeah. So the company owned locations that we have there, I mean, we have, gosh, at this point, less than 10. So it's not a huge footprint that we have of company owned locations, but very strategic about the locations that we did choose to start our corporate footprint. And we've tried everything. There's multiple ways that you can either acquire a business or start from scratch. And we've tried it all. So we've done de novos where we just choose a market that we see as a great opportunity. We want a franchise there. We'll start from scratch. We've purchased resales. So existing franchise owners that are trying to sell their business and we identify it as a wonderful opportunity and we acquire that. We've also acquired some mom and pop home care businesses that are independently owned and we purchase them and turn them into a right-at-home location. So I do believe that we have found kind of our sweet spot, exactly where we want to be and how we want to get there. A little bit of a pivot on our corporate owned strategy this year. So we're taking a little bit of a pause on actually growing that footprint because we really want to focus on growing those locations themselves throughout 2024. But we may readdress growing that footprint here again in 2025.
And so is your company offering single unit owner operator or multi-unit opportunities? And how do you go about doing that? Are you working with brokers or are you doing only direct selling?
So we both. So we have your options. When you first join the Right at Home system, you can purchase a single territory, or with additional approval, you can purchase two territories at the same time. So that's the most that you can purchase right out of the gate are two territories. We do have some franchise owners that have been in our system for 10, 15, 20 years that have multiple locations, but you only start with one or two and eventually can grow and expand your footprint thereafter. Once your existing business is ready to expand, then we will allow some type of expansion, whether purchasing a neighbor's business or purchasing a new territory that's next to your existing business. We do work with brokers. We have, gosh, I think ever since the beginning of Right at Home, yes, we love the relationships that we have with all of our broker networks. We're open to broker relationships and we've gotten a lot of really wonderful broker referrals this year, last year. And so our broker relationships continue to grow and we get a lot of really great recommendations, leads, referrals from our broker networks.
So your space is very well occupied by a great many competitors in the home and healthcare service industry. And to layman, it seems like, well, that's overcrowded. That space is just saturated. But I think it was at a franchise conference years ago that I attended where there were like 12 different home health providers all at that conference. And yet somebody made the point that you may think that the space we're in is crowded. The only place it may seem that way is in this room. But out in the world, if there were 20 times as many of us as there are, we'd still be deficient in providing all the needs of all the baby boomers that are aging every day and needing our services. So the market cap in your segment is bigger than the national debt, right? You can't even conceive how big that is and growing, correct?
Correct. So being in this space, I've got those stats readily available at all times. So, gosh, the baby boomers, present day here in 2024, all baby boomers are between the ages of 60 and 78 years old. So just think about that. That's still, relatively speaking, pretty young compared to the average age of a client that we provide services to, which is between 80, 85 years old. So right now, all of those baby boomers, which by the way, right now there's over 60 million people that are ages 60 to 78. So all the baby boomers. By the year 2030, all of them will be 65 and older. But gosh, I mean, we're getting close to 75, 78 million baby boomers that are going to need care here, relatively speaking, pretty soon. I mean, it's as baby boomers age, they get older and older, that just, it adds to the pool of people that are going to need care. They're going to need some type of assistance. Obviously, there are some seniors that need the level of care that we can't provide. And so they need to be more in a skilled nursing or full-time facility, but it's absolutely an option. And sadly, at times, an option that people don't even know that it's an option, that it's something that they can do to care for their loved one right there in the comfort of their own home. But we do have a mission to get the word out there more that this is an option, something that you can explore to help you care for your loved one or your senior in need that a lot of people just don't know is out there as an option.
So differentiate yourself for us. And what are the unique things about Right at Home that put you apart from others that may be perceived to be your competition, but really aren't?
Yeah. So my answer is the same every time somebody asks this question, it dives a little bit deeper than kind of like the publicly facing, like you get out there and you start doing all the research and all the different home care companies and you line them all up. What's the difference between the two and how does Right at Home stand out? I don't know that this is something that you would be able to find out there online on the internet. For me, the answer is very simple. During the franchise sales process, candidates reach a point of franchisee validation where they reach out to our pipeline of existing franchise owners who are owning and operating Right at Home businesses. During franchisee validation, that's where we absolutely shine. So prospects looking to join the system, when they call us back and say, hey, you spoke to, and we require you have to talk to at least three existing Right at Home franchise owners. And we encourage them, ask the difficult questions. We want you to ask, what are some of the challenges that you face sometimes? What are some of the high points? What are some of the low points? Would you do this all over again? What kind of support does the franchisor provide? And we absolutely shine. So the feedback that our franchise owners are giving to prospects about what their life is going to be like as a Right at Home franchise owner, making sure that they're fully prepared for the level of commitment and what it's going to take to thrive in this business. Franchisee validation is something that I'm so incredibly proud of, that I get excited for. And I know, unfortunately, there are some franchise concepts out there where that doesn't happen. And that's not the case. And I really do love that about Right at Home here, the franchisee validation and just the stories that our franchise owners tell and their level of satisfaction being part of the Right at Home system shines incredibly bright in this field and something that I'm very proud of.
And from the consumer point of view, what is it that you do that's different than others that may be considered or other companies that occupy similar space?
Yeah. So I would say the amount of care and guidance and training that we give to our caregivers themselves, in my opinion, is second to none. So we tell our franchise owners, without caregivers, you don't have a business. So you have to treat, not only treating your clients well, the people that you're providing services to, but the caregivers themselves, they're the ones out there actually doing the care, going to the people's homes. Of course, the franchise owner will do the assessment and work in partnership with the caregiver. But to me, our caregivers are second to none. And we really pride ourselves on really providing that best-in-class care to the clients that need it.
What is an essential attribute that a potential franchisee has to bring with them when they come to look at your brand?
What I call a compelling reason. So of course, there are the obvious things that you have to qualify financially to a certain level of financial requirements that you have to meet and management experience, leadership experience. Those things are nice to have, but not necessarily required, but something that is absolutely necessary to have is a compelling reason. And definition of that is somebody who is looking for something in their life that's missing right now. They want to do something that changes people's lives, something that's meaningful, being a part of a business that's rewarding in so many ways, having a passion for caring for seniors and adults with disabilities, and really having that meaningful impact on your community and building those relationships and those connections with the families, with the clients. If that piece is missing, it's going to be really difficult for you to really thrive in this business. So during the education and approval process of Right at Home, that's something that we dig in pretty deep to look for that compelling reason.
Do you do any type of assessment to clarify or to verify that they are purpose-driven and empathic?
Yes. So we use Zoracle assessments. We incorporated that, probably 2 years ago, and it's been a wonderful tool in addition to our process to help us find out a little bit more about these candidates, a little bit deeper under the surface.
I couldn't agree with you more about Zoracle. I don't even hire people to work for me without putting them through a Zoracle profile. So I agree with you on that completely. What have I not asked you today, Jen, that you might wish I did?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think we've covered a lot of ground. I don't think that there's anything that you missed today.
Well, then there's only one thing left for me to ask, and that's for you to provide contact info so that somebody who is listening to us today and wants to learn more knows how to find you.
Okay. So for our franchising website, you would go to rightathomefranchise.com is our franchising website. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Right at Home, specifically for me, you can contact me directly if you have any questions. It's jchaney@rightathome.net is my email address. Last name is spelled C-H-A-N-E-Y. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Well, this time has blown by pretty quickly, Jen, and I'm really, really glad that we've gotten to know each other. And my hope is that we'll make this connection a dynamic one, not a static moment in time.
Yes, I hope so as well. Thank you so much for your time today, Stan.
It's been a pleasure having you. Jen Chaney, Vice President of Franchise Development at Right at Home, right here on Franchise Today. Thanks again for being here. Well, that's a wrap for this week. Next week, we're back in the wing world when Wing Snob founder Brian Shania joins me to talk about one of my favorite topics, top shelf chicken wings. You don't want to miss this one. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today.